A very good day to you all. I am Bosse Ironsi, the Executive Director of Women's Rights and Health Project, RAP, the managers of Irete Resource Center. RAP is an innovative women and community-focused intervention working on rights and health issues. We have been in existence for the past 12 years. It's no doubt that the year 2020 has received its fair share of world-shifting events which has impacted lives in various ways, from the already existing economic meltdown to COVID-19 pandemic, which led to loss of jobs, livelihood, businesses, and survivors of sexual and gender-based violence isolating with perpetrators. During this COVID-19 pandemic, the role of the government was to put in place measures and mechanisms that could ensure the proper implementation of the international and regional conventions and treaties that guarantee the rights of women and children, of which the country is party to. But there was a huge gap, and there still is. Even the ministries of Women Affairs and Youth, who are to address the needs of the vulnerable, at this period were not part of COVID-19 task force. Provisions of support to women on the front line of the response were lacking. For instance, access to women, children, personal protective equipment for CSOs, and for women with a burden of care were absent. We had to rely on the quick intervention of OSIWA, who provided PPEs at the highest of the pandemic. The justice system too had its own issues, as sometimes the courts were not functioning, perpetrators were not being arrested, if arrested, were not being arraigned. And shelters too were shut down during this time. Women's role and leadership in responding to COVID-19 is not negotiable. In the face of the COVID-19 pandemic, we recorded an alarming rate of sexual and gender-based violence. RAP recorded a sharp increase of SGBV reporting in April, up to 45 cases, especially during this lockdown. Through the Irete Resource Center, RAP supported these survivors free of charge. Since its inception, Irete Resource Center has supported over 170 SGBV survivors through counseling and therapy, response and referrals, psychosocial support, and community legal clinic. In order to ensure a more effective work, RAP applies strategic approaches in implementing her activities, some of which include advocacy engagement with service providers and government institutions like DSVROT, Nigerian Police, OPD, WAPA, and Minister of Youth, Sports and Development. We have also built partnership with local community structures, such as associations of pepper grinders, tailors, charcoal sellers, CDCs, and CDAs to advance the agenda for access to justice and protection from SGBV, while raising awareness on the existing laws for protection from SGBV, referral pathways, and available services for survivors of SGBV. Among representatives of this community structure, RAP also created and sustained a community mandated reporters network across the 6 LCDA that make up Alimosho local government. Throughout the lockdown and to date, these mandated reporters continued to communicate with us via phone and WhatsApp to refer cases to the Irete Resource Center. In addition, we provide accessible tools to reinforce the provisions of SGB laws and access to justice, such as fact sheets, policy briefs, infographics, and process map. We also conducted a rapid assessment and research among community members to collect data and document the impact of COVID-19 pandemic on survivors during the lockdown. The result of this assessment was used to obtain a community pass to further strengthen response during the lockdown. We launched our helplines for survivors to easily access our services. In addition, we prepared and shared radio jingles in Pidgin and other Nigerian languages and participated in social media campaigns to encourage SGBV survivors to continue to report and speak out against domestic violence during the lockdown. RAP also beefed up referral through the Technical Working Committee to rapidly respond to the needs of survivors. Through the Technical Working Committee, a multi-sectoral committee of service providers convened at the local government level. RAP was able to initiate arrest of perpetrators during the lockdown in April 2020. At this point, these are my recommendations. All government policy development and planning should urgently consider response to cases of SGBV as essential services. Response to SGBV cases should be all-inclusive, addressing access to justice, psychosocial support, etc. We must also document all the activities that took place during this pandemic to promote learning and improve future response. So embed them gender dimensions and gender experts within response plan and budget resources to build gender expertise into response team. RAP is still working and will not relent in protecting the rights and dignity and well-being of our women, girls, and communities.
The time when we bring the people where we like come this world, we give them assurance, say, we go give them life way sweet and jolly. But it be like say we dey forget the promise where we make, we dey allow problems shake us and spoil our peace of mind. What of family? We dey attack and scatter everything we hold up as one. It dey bad when we get a giddy or stubborn head, or when we no one get sense. We dey cause katakata, come hold trouble join. We cause trouble, injure we own, and no reason waiting our pikin where we never born to think. E no suppose reach this kind level.
At Women's Right and Health Project, RAP,
we fit help una. Now where they don't reduce this lockdown, we don't reason say this period go put many of una for tight corner. Make them take abuse una. And they beat una anyhow. My people, una no dey alone for this matter. Oh, no keep quiet. Oh, make una report am. I beg, call us on top 0700-3333-111 to take report any case of gender-based violence, child abuse, and sexual offense matter. Make we dey wash our hands every time. Use face mask. Maintain social distance. And obey all them guidelines as NCDC take talk up. This na public service announcement where them bring donor from Women's Rights and Health Project with support from Action Aid and Global Affairs Canada.
Thank you so much.